On Mediterranean beaches, there's been a spike in the number of jellyfish this summer. It's so bad, the British government has put out a warning to its citizens vacationing near those waters. Scientists blame overfishing and possibly climate change. Lauren Freyer reports on efforts to take the sting out of swimming.
Blue turquoise waves lap at white sand here on the Spanish island of Formentera in the Mediterranean. The beach is crammed with sweaty tourists from all over Europe. But this particular afternoon, no one dares take a cool dip in the water. The reason? It's what Spaniards call medusas, named after that monster from Greek mythology with a woman's face and venomous snakes for hair. In English, we call them jellyfish.
It's very small, and do you see? We can see a little one. Yes, the pink, yes, a little red pink. Yes, it hurts a lot. He cried a lot.
Gabrielle Amond, on vacation from France, has her son wrapped in a towel under an umbrella after he was stung.
He doesn't want to go again.
Santiago Sanchez and his college buddies from Madrid have been coming here for summer vacation for 14 years. They charter a boat, sleep out at sea, and swim into sheltered, crystal-clear coves. Unfortunately, so do the jellyfish.
I was swimming from the boat, and I think I passed by around 5 of them, just the small ones. But I think I got stung in my arm. It's a little bit hot. And, you know, it feels like scratching all the time, but it's not too bad, actually.
You will go in the water again, or...?
I think I'd rather go back in the dinghy.
Up to 100,000 people are treated for jellyfish stings on Mediterranean beaches each year, and scientists say that number is on the rise. Along some stretches of Spain's coast, they've spotted huge mile-long blooms of jellyfish, sometimes with 30 to 40 animals per square yard of sea. Marine biologist Stefano Perino from Italy's University of Salento is just back from a flyover of 200 miles of Mediterranean coast to monitor growing jellyfish populations. He thinks he knows the reason.
Overfishing is one reason, because if we take out the fishes from the oceans, we leave more food in the environment, and jellyfish are very smart. They can multiply very easily in a very short time, much faster than any vertebrate, any fish in the sea.
Pirino says he believes research will eventually show that climate change is also to blame.
Many of the species we are observing have a faster growth rate with increased temperature. There are a number of alien species coming from the Red Sea, so tropical and subtropical species that have entered the Mediterranean Sea from Suez Canal.
That includes the Ropilema nomadica, a stinging jellyfish that's been sighted in the eastern Med near the warm water gateway of Egypt's Suez Canal. The European Union considers it one of the most invasive marine species on the continent. Most jellyfish in the Mediterranean do not sting, though, and those that do aren't life-threatening. But they can hurt tourism, a major source of revenue for Spain and other coastal countries. Britain's Foreign Office put out a jellyfish warning to its citizens holidaying on the Med this summer. The Amon family from France is even thinking of cutting short their vacation.
We want to stay 14 days, but if we can't swim every day, yes. We won't come back. But I don't know. I hope it will be okay.
In addition to red, yellow, and green flags that indicate whether it's safe in general to swim, Spain has also introduced jellyfish warning flags on some beaches. Scientists on Israel's Mediterranean coast are experimenting with sound frequencies that could disrupt jellyfish patterns. But the Italian scientist Perino says he doesn't want to scare tourists. He wants to recruit them. He's developed a smartphone app on which people can report jellyfish outbreaks.
If you are on the beach and if you see some jellyfish, you can even send us a picture. In the last 3 years, we received around 10,000 records from citizens. You can imagine that if the same campaign would have been carried out with scientific boats or personnel, this would have costed an enormous amount of money.
Back on the beach, as the water warms toward the end of summer, even more jellyfish may soon be washing ashore. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer.